The party has started, and your invite is still waiting. I'm talking about the Candy Crush Candy Party, of course. Don't miss the 3 weeks of candy celebrations with Candy Crush Saga. There are loads of fun challenges and some sweet, sweet rewards if you top the leaderboards, like unlimited lives. Then on November 20th, finish it with a bang with a gift of unlimited color bombs for 24 hours. Play Candy Crush Saga now to join in the candy celebrations. Download it from the App Store, Google Play, or Windows Store for free. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop Tearbox Show with Eric Nam.
Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the K-pop Tearbox Show. Today we have two incredible guests with us. Before we get into it, please go ahead, rate, subscribe, leave us a comment, like, whatever. All of our socials, you know where you can find us, at The Dive Studios. And today we have two guests. We have The legend, the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Jay Park and DJ Wagon. What's up? 안녕하세요.
Yes, sir.
반갑습니다.
What's good? K-pop Daebak. When you think of K-pop and Daebak, you can't leave out Jay Mother.
Word.
I'm just playing.
All right. So today's episode, we're going to go in between Korean and English. And so if you guys want to see this uninterrupted, you can go to youtube.com/divestudios or divepods for the full episode. Otherwise, you could think of this as a great Korean and English exchange where you can practice your linguistic skills. So
yes, sir.
Let's just get into it.
All right.
Mr. Jay Park, could you just say hello to all of our listeners?
What's good, everybody? This is Jay Park. It's my first time on the show. Both of our first times on the show. Yeah. You know, I'm excited for today. Thank you for having us on the show. Shout out to you and… Dive Studios.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. 네. 네. 인사 한번 부탁드리겠습니다.
아, 네. 안녕하세요. AMG DJ 외관입니다. 초대해 주셔서 감사합니다.
아, 와주셔서 감사합니다.
He said thank you for inviting us.
Oh, look at this. Oh, this is great. Yo. Yeah, I'm just, always like translating.
Right?
But I realized you can do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm more curious like how did the two of you meet? I mean, for people who don't know, DJ Wagon is, you know, one of the hottest DJs, turntablists in Korea. Kind of at the forefront of the game.
He's smiling on the inside.
지금 이제 한국에서 제일 압도적으로 DJ 뭐 턴테이블 진짜 너무나 잘하시고 훌륭하신 분인데
우리 어떻게 만났는지.
네네.
어떻게 두 분이
우리 어떻게 만났어요?
그 예전에 제가 일리네어 DJ 할 때
네네.
그때 이제 콘서트 투어 DJ 하고 있었는데 그때 이제 제이팍이 많이 왔어요. 놀러도 오고 공연도 하고. 근데 그때 대기실에서 처음 봤었고 사실 그때는 만났을 때 인사를 하거나 그러진 않았어요.
아,
맞아.
뭐 일단 친하지도 않고
그냥 지나갔어요.
네, 그냥
Well, it's it was like one of those things where it's kind of like he was behind the DJ booth or like, you know, like it was kind of awkward. Like I didn't know who he was. He didn't really know who I was. So we're just kind of like you know, like the nod and then that's it. And you know, because at that point in time, I wasn't too familiar with the hip hop scene in Korea.
Mm.
My only kind of knowledge was what I seen on TV,
right?
And also just Doki and The Quiet and Illini. That's it. So I wasn't familiar with his background and probably likewise, he was like, "Who's this kid? Like, why is he here? Like, you know." So it was one of those things, and then it kind of he came into AOMG with Simon Dominic, Ahyeong, and Ugly Duck, and that's when we became kind of. You know, because now we're part of the same team. You know,
right,
so it's like
right.
It's inevitable that we talk and you know get close. So
awesome. Well, the two of you put together an EP that was just recently released.
Yeah.
How did that come about? I mean, you have so many artists on your label, your two labels. But how did the two of you kind of put this project together? And was there a particular reason behind it?
앨범 이제 어떻게 만들게 됐는지 계기.
아 계기는 뭐죠? 뭐 얘기해 줘.
계기?
사실 그냥 만들긴 했는데 시작은 뭐 다 그렇지만은
네네네.
그냥 만들기 시작하다가 이제 작년에 이제 그 섹시 포에버 그 월드 투어를 할 때 그때 이제 계속 같이 있고 지낸 시간이 많고 또 해외 계속 같이 돌아다니고 하면서 이제 뭐 호텔에서나 뭐 공연장에서나 남는 시간이 많으니까
네네.
이제 그럴 때부터 작업을 또 틈틈이 해가지고 그래서 월드 투어를 하면서 작업을 많이 하고 한국에 돌아와서 이거를 완성시켰죠.
이제 이걸 영어로 좀 얘기해 주세요.
자.
I mean, you know, it's one of those things where it's just kind of like we were going on tour for like what? 5 months, 6 months. So it's kind of like he was like… And he's not… He makes a lot of beats, but he's not the type to like go out and you know, and kind of like what is it? Sell himself and be like, yo, yeah, let's work, this. Let's work, yeah, hey, bro, let's work. Like, he's not that type, like to like PR himself. Uh-huh. You know, he's kind of more reserved, like more quiet. And so with us, it's like we're always together. You know, because he DJs for my shows.
Right.
So basically, it's like since we're gonna be together, he's like, yo, like, you know, I have a lot of beats. I'm gonna, you know, take the equipment with me. Let's just record like at the hotel. And I was like, all right, let's do it. And so at first, it was just for fun.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we started thinking about like different features we could get. And then, you know, of course, everybody was like, thankfully, you know, everybody was like, oh yeah, let's do it. And then, so everybody sent their verse. And then we're just like, yo, it's just turning out good. And so we kind of just developed it from there and started like producing more, rewriting the verses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then that's how it kind of came about.
Nice.
Hey, shout outs to you for being in the Sexy Forever music video too, bro. Appreciate that
No. It's a pleasure.
At first when he said, I was like, why the fuck is this guy in there? But because I was like, I didn't know that you were close with John John. I was I was like, why is Eric in my video? What's going on? And then it turns out you guys know each other.
So
that was kind of dope.
So John John, how do you know John John?
Well, he's from Seattle.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's not like everybody in Seattle knows
Of course. But I mean, within… And this is what I found out recently because I haven't been living in Seattle for what? 15 years?
Yeah.
But what I found out recently is that if you kind of get involved in the scene over there… hip-hop scene or music scene in general, it's like very small. So
everybody knows each other.
Yeah, everybody knows. So all the people that I know in Seattle know him. And vice versa. And so that's… We just kind of like linked up like that. Yeah. How do you know him?
So John John shot… He shot I think two of my music videos.
Oh wow.
But he became friends with my brother Eddie.
Oh yeah.
They
yeah.
played like soccer together.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
And so that's how we got to know each other. And then he was like, yo, do you want to be in this video? And I was like, are you sure Jay's okay with me being in this
Why
video?
Why not, bro?
And shit. I think it was just like… I don't think we'd ever like really met or had a conversation.
No, for sure. Yeah.
And so I was like… I mean, if he's cool and you're cool, like I'm down. I don't care. But like…
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you did like a little body wave. I was like, oh.
I think I was in Seattle. That was like my…
Your tour, right?
My tour. And he came backstage. He's like, just…
What was your tour called?
I think that was the Honestly tour.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it was like two, three years ago.
Dope.
What was that?
It's like 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago. So that's what that was. But a question that I have always had for you, Jay, is you're so prolific in many ways. I mean, not just in terms of words and your lyrics and the music you put out, but also in terms of businesses and the different projects you take on.
Yeah.
But just strictly as a creative, you know?
Yeah.
How and where do you get all this inspiration from to write so many different songs and lyrics? Like, for me, there are times I'm just tapped out.
Yeah.
What, like, you… Not only do you have this EP, you just put out higher compilations
For
a month or two ago too.
I think the kind of… I'm definitely an artist or a creative as where I, you know, definitely come up with my own ideas and in music and visuals and stuff like that. But also I know that this is also a sense of how I make my living. So I have a business sense in this as well. I'm not just so strictly an artist where I don't think about, you know, business and numbers and stuff like that. So I have a good balance.
Right.
And so there's some songs where it's like I just do it purely for the passion. Like our project, Everybody Sucks. Like obviously, if you listen to the music, if you look at the visuals, it's not the most fan-friendly…
It's not the most mainstream
kind
of thing.
But you know, it's purely just a passion project. It's like, yo, whoever would if not, whatever. You know, like we just do it just because we want to do it. That's what we do. But some songs or some just features I do, I do it purely just to kind of help out the artist or just for the intent of like, okay, fans' perspective. Like what do they want to hear? What do they want to hear from me? Of course, I try to keep it authentic and I try to keep it true to myself. But also it's kind of like I have this sense where I can almost force it without it being forced, which
is kind of
a weird thing.
I know what you mean. Like you say things that you know that people want to hear, where you can justify that it's true to you, but it's not like…
It's not something that I…
You live and die by.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
So.
All right. Hey, what's up everybody? This is Eric and I just want to give you a heads up on some very, very, very important news. Dive Studios is releasing a line of essential, sexy, hot clothing and goods. It looks really fresh. And like most of the drops, it's probably going to sell out really fast. So how do you get this and how do you not miss out? You go and follow at buy, B-Y, Dive Studios on socials or sign up for the email list at shop.divestudios.io. You do not want to miss this release. It is pretty cool. And you can consider it an early holiday gift for yourself or your friends or your family or whoever wants to join the Dive family. So at BY Dive Studios, and I hope you guys check it out and wear it and love it, and you can match with us. Okay, bye. Back to the show. I guess for DJ 외관, you know, 이제 그것도 궁금해요. 어떻게 음악을 처음 접하게 되셨고,
아.
이 사실 DJ나 턴테이블 한다는 게 많은 사람들에게 어떻게 보면 거리감이 있는 약간 진짜 멋진 그 어려운 그런 걸 수도 있는데 어떻게 시작을 하셨는지가 궁금합니다.
아, 저는 이제 저보다 10살 많은 누나가 있는데 어렸을 때부터 막 8살 때부터 그런 음악을 되게 많이 듣고 자라고
어떤 음악?
뭐 그런 뭐 막 바비 브라운이나 뭐 한국은 뭐 듀스나 오. 어쨌든 막 저보다 이제 10살 많으면은 이제 46살이란 말이에요 지금. 그러니까 저랑 나이 차 엄청 많이 나죠. 아무튼 그래서 집에서 이제 그런 걸 많이 듣고 자라다가 한 12살, 13살부터 저도 이제 음반을 사서 모으기 시작했어요. 그래서 그때는 이제 카세트 테이프를 많이 모았었고 근데 그거를 모으는 거 이상으로 뭔가 사람들한테 좀 들려주고 싶다 이런 생각을 되게 많이 했었고 근데 그런 거 중에 제일 멋있는 게 뭐가 있지 보니까 턴테이블 리스트라는 게 있더라고요. 뭐 예를 들면 DJ 섀도우나 뭐 DJ 큐버 믹스 마스터 마이크 뭐 이런 음반들을 들으면서 아 이걸 내가 이제 해야겠다 해가지고 16살 때부터 이제 했어요. 턴테이블이나 이런 걸 구하고
네네.
Also fun fact, he dropped out of school, high school to okay. pursue this. So and this was like what, like 15 years
yeah.
ago. So it was like
pretty
now
radical.
It's like, yeah, exactly. It's pretty radical, extreme. So yeah. now it's kind of like, okay, yeah, since hip-hop's popping, whatever you can make. But back then, it's like, you said, super radical.
Right. 그래서 그게 이제 학교도 이제 졸업 안 하시고 그냥 음악을 이제 올인하셨는데 부모님이나 주변에 계신 분들은 어떠셨어요? 그 반응이?
아, 물론 당연히 당연히 엄청 안 좋아하죠. 안 좋아.
네.
근데 이제 그거는 어쩔 수 없고 근데 저도 이제 되게 고집이 셌고
네네.
그냥 일단 너무 하고 싶었으니까 그게.
네.
그래서 아 이건 무조건 해야겠다. 이제 그런 거였어요.
그래서 막 집에서 쫓겨나거나 그런 건 없었어요?
아 그렇진 않았어요. 그러니까 아. 제가 그런 걸 했죠. 단식 투쟁 같이 했죠. 밥을 안 먹고 막 안 사주니까. 왜냐면 내가 살 수가 없으니까 너무 비싸니까. 그래서
oh my gosh. 그러면 이제 약간 뭐 모르겠어요. 턴테이블리스트로서 약간 제일 좀 뭐 데뷔 뭐 아이돌이라고 하면은 뭐 데뷔 무대가 있고 뭐 첫 방송 공연 그런 것들이 있는데 그 기억에 남는 진짜 아 나 좀 이제 좀 제대로 할 수 있을 것 같다. 그런 포인트가 있었나요?
아, 제가 막 17살 때부터 그때는 라이브 클럽이 되게 많았어요. 춤추는 클럽 말고 네. 이제 공연하는 매주 공연하는 아. 클럽이 많았었는데 17살 때부터 이제 그런 클럽에 가서 공연을 하고 아마 18살 때쯤에 그때 당시 홍대에서 유명했던 이제 막 슬러거라는 클럽이 있어요.
슬러거.
지금은 이제 뭐 MC 스나이퍼 형이나 뭐 네. 배치기 형들이나 아웃사이더 형이나 이제 그런 분들이 나온 출신의 클럽인데 이제 거기에 오디션에 합격을 해가지고 이제 매주 공연을 하게 됐어요. 18부터. 그래서 아 이제 내가 이렇게 살 수 있겠다라는 생각 좀 들었던 것 같아요.
완전 밑에서 약간 계속 이렇게 차근차근 쌓아오셨네요.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
yeah, for real. 그러면 이제 DJ 외건이라는 그 이름에 대해서 좀 여쭤봐도 될까요? 어떻게?
아 이제 그 힙합에서 턴테이블을 이제 칭할 때 Wheel of Steel이라는 말을 써요. 그러니까 이제 철로 된 바퀴. 라고 이제 부르는데 그런 거에서 아이디어를 얻었어요. 그래서 턴테이블리즘을 하겠다. 더 많이 하겠다.
네.
좀 이런 의미로.
외건 이런 거 아니었어요?
그거 아니에요.
아, 나도 그런 줄 알았어요. 외건. It's like, okay, 네. that's cool. 알겠습니다. That's cool. I mean, Jay, let's talk about you coming up as well. Like, obviously you kind of play in a lot of different genres.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But who were some of your bigger influences growing up? And not only just musically, you were also really into b-boy and dancing.
Yeah, yeah,
isn't
yeah.
that more of how you got started?
Yeah. I mean, of course, you know, I feel like everybody, it's like, it's inevitable to not listen to music. Because it's like, there's radio, it's on TV, it's like, you know, it's just a part of everybody's lives. It's inevitable. So it's like, for me, of course, being young, I grew up, kind of, you know, listening to Michael Jackson or Whitney Houston, or, you know, I got introduced to hip hop through my cousin in like second grade. And so like Warren G, like Tupac, Mace, Usher, all those guys. And so I just fell in love with it, you know. It was so appealing to me. It seemed so cool. So, and then, you know, kind of as I got older, of course, you know, there's always been B-boys. There's always been, you know, breakdancers. And so it's like I would look at it and just be like, oh, cool. Like, should I start it? And so I started in my living room just like for fun, just kind of as a secret. You know, I would always dance and kind of like, you know, try to imitate Usher or like Michael Jackson or Ginuwine. And then once I started kind of getting into like the street dancing scene, I got really into it. I started looking at all the clips like B-Boy K-Mel, like B-Boy Crumbs. And then I just kind of started going to like, I joined Hip Hop Club, and then I started going to like practice spots, like the local YMCA, et cetera, et cetera. And then I started entering battles. Like I joined a crew, Art of Moment. And then, yeah, I just kind of fell in love with it. And then ever since then, it's just kind of been a huge… I mean, it's kind of funny, but I really owe everything to hip hop, to be honest. And that's why I don't take this lightly. Yeah. I don't have a backup plan. I can't just be like, all right, I'll just go back and, rely on my… I don't have a degree. I don't have any experience in any other field. So it's just like, it's either this or nothing. So… And I met all my friends, how I got casted is because of hip hop, is because I breakdanced, is because I rapped.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's why I don't take this culture and what I do for granted. And that's why I always try to be authentic and be true to it and always give back as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you're one of the, when you say giving back, just looking at the amount of artists that you foster and you help nurture and bring up, I think that's probably like one of the best and biggest ways that you have been giving back. So, you know, I want to ask you a little bit about both AOMG and Hire, your founder and co-CEO, or like, how does that work exactly?
So I founded both labels.
Right.
And then I am, co-CEO of AOMG and Hire Music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's a lot.
No, for sure. I mean, you know, it's like with me, I don't ever take on anything that I feel like I can't take on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I make sure that I have the right people around me, that I have the right knowledge and that I have the funds and the kind of influence and power to bring somebody else up or whatever. Right. I make sure that, you know, everything is kind of set up so that it's destined for success.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so it's of course, it's from the heart as well. But I only move when I know for sure that everything's going to be a success. Yeah. And so, yeah. And with AOMG and Hire, it's kind of like, that's what I did. And we kind of, like you said, like we started very small with like four employees. Now we have 40.
I still remember, I don't think I had ever met you at this point. But I had, I think one or two people from my former label go to AOMG when you guys were first starting out. So you guys had an office on like the second floor somewhere in Apgujeong. Rodeo.
Yeah.
And that's when you guys had just heard, and I met Gray for the first time.
A couple people did come over.
Yeah. And just to, even from there, thinking about how far and how much you guys have grown in the past, I don't know, a couple years.
Well, it's been 7 years since AOMG started.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But I guess the question, I have another question. It's like, you know, it's a decision to make a label or to go out and do things on your own.
Oh, right. For sure.
You've had companies before, you've had labels and
That I was a part of.
Yeah, that you were a part of before. What was like the defining moment or like a big factor in saying, you know what, let's just do it on my own?
I mean, well, just because it's… I don't know. I just felt like there wasn't anywhere that suited me. You know, even the reason why I work with Cha-Cha is because I couldn't find any… Of course, I mean, just because of my name and my notoriety, a lot of people wanted to work with me. But it doesn't mean that… Just because they write hits for everybody else doesn't mean that they can write a hit for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, it's like I want to work with people where I feel comfortable with. I feel like we can make a good product. And so that's not always going to be the most popping people. So a lot of people at that time around me didn't understand that. They're like, oh, why are you working with this person? Or why don't you work with this person? Why don't you work with this? They have all these hits. It's like, so? It's like I want to do shit that I… feel proud of that I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to come off to people. If I do shit that's… I feel uncomfortable doing, it's going to come off to people. Right. Like, they're going to feel that energy. And so I feel like just me moving on instinct and me kind of course, being calculated, but also following my heart, mm-hmm. which is kind of corny, but that's what I did. Following my heart, ultimately, everybody saw the vision, even though it took a few years, mm-hmm. and it turned out much better than anybody ever expected.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, you and AOMG and Hire, you guys have really created, really fostered a market that was really budding at the time when yeah. you guys started, and you guys have grown it into like a big, like a movement.
No, for sure. Ways. Yeah. I mean, you know, because with this, it's like, we don't want it to be just a trend mm-hmm. or just a thing people use to look cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like there's a lot of, and it's funny because I was a idol too for a year, but it's right. like, you know, there's a lot of people that are like, use elements of the hip hop culture for authenticity and to look cool. Mm-hmm. They'll get someone like a Doki or a production from DJ Wegan mm-hmm. to kind of look like they're part of the scene, right. but in actuality, they're not really. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right, right.
And so, yeah, it's like for us, we want this to be a industry. Mm-hmm. We want to create it so that it's just as big as K-pop or whatever other industry there is. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to keep on doing this until I'm old. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so we're trying to make sure that path is paved.
Right, 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 right. I mean, while we're talking about kind of just the industry, I guess a question for both of you is, where do you guys think the hip-hop R&B scene is right now in Korea? And where can it grow or what can it do better? Because I feel like everything has trends. It ebbs and flows. It goes up and down. But where are we right now in 2020, 2021?
야, 형 오늘 아침에 그 식사 뭐했냐?
아니 뭐 힙합 R&B 뭐.
그러니까 힙합 R&B 지금 현재 지신이 약간 어떠냐고 이 지금 상황 네. 지금 근황이 어떠냐고 그리고 앞으로 약간 좀 어떻게 굴러갈 거냐? 네.
왜냐면 이게 힙합 R&B가 계속 이게 왔다 갔다가 하는 게 있잖아. 트렌드라는 게 있잖아.
그렇죠. 네, 근데 뭐 한국에서는 또 그런 트렌드가 또 민감한 것 같고 뭐 쇼미더머니의 영향이 또 큰 것 같고 네. 지금은 사실은 트로트가 더 인기가 많은 것 같고
아 그렇죠.
뭐 어쩔 수 없죠. 근데 이제 어쨌든 그런 매체나 그런 거에 이제 더 한국 사람들 많이 움직이고 이 뭐라 해야 되지? 유행?
아, 예.
에 민감하니까. 근데 아무튼 언젠가는 힙합이 이제 인기가 아닐 수도 있죠. 네. 언젠가는 밴드 음악이나 어쿠스틱이 유행할 수도 있죠.
그렇죠.
그때는 이제 뭐 그런 또 뭐 밴드 컴피티션이 생길 수도 있고 뭐 아무튼. 근데 이제 뭐 우리가 만약에 뭐 그냥 예를 들면은 그냥 인기를 얻기 위한 음악들, 힙합 음악들, 그냥 신나는 음악들이라든지 뭐 되게 감정적인 음악들이라든지 어쨌든 뭔가 진실성이 없는 음악들을 한다면은 그때 가서는 계속 그게 롱런을 할 수 없을 것 같아요. 그래서 이제 저나 재범이도 뭐 잘 알고 있지만 우리가 할 수 있는 음악들을 계속 하고 있어야 되고 뭐 나중에 이게 힙합이 유행이 아니고 우리를 찾아주는 사람이 없더라도 이거를 지키고 가지고 있어야 되는 게 조금 중요하지 않을까?
Yeah.
And also just to add on to what he said, it's like, yeah, of course, you know, it's not like we are not aware of what people like and stuff like that. And so, of course, we try to cater to it to a certain point.
Yeah.
But we never do something that we feel like we're not proud of. You know what I'm saying? And so that's kind of what our homework, I think, as like just… I feel like it's our homework to kind of keep that balance where it's like… You know, we still are true to the culture and we keep the pure elements of the culture alive while gaining mainstream kind of appeal and attention as well. So it's like, that's always our homework that we have to do. Where it's like, we have to keep a good balance. You know, because if we, like, you know, people say clout chasers or whatever. Like, if we only kind of do shit for the clout, it's not going to go for a long time. And people are going to get the wrong idea of what hip-hop really is. So,
I mean, I think that's… completely understandable and I'm excited to see how you guys keep doing that in the future. I guess
we might fail.
You know what? Even if you fail,
Eric, we might fail.
People will learn. People,
no, for sure,
you know,
for sure.
I think one thing for sure is that people look to you, they look at AOMG, Hire, and for someone to like kind of point to and kind of chase after, right?
Oh, yeah,
look
after,
like kind of like a role model.
No, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
So I guess like the next part of the conversation that I kind of want to talk about is, you know, I'm sure. DJ Wegeon님도, you've been in this industry for what, like 20 years now, almost. 거의 20년간 이제 음악을 계속 하신 거죠.
네. 그렇죠.
그리고 재범이 형도, for you, you've been doing this
like
for
12 years.
12 years.
Not 20, but 12.
So I think it's like in that time span, 되게 업다운인도 이제 많으셨을 거라고 생각이 들어요.
아, 음악 하면서요?
음악 하면서. 네. 그래서 약간 제일 좀 하시면서 좀 제일 어렵고 힘들었었던 시기가 언제였는지 그걸 어떻게 극복하셨는지가 좀 궁금해요. 아. 왜냐면 많은 분들은 약간 이거를 도전해보고 싶어도 용기가 없을 수도 있고 그쵸. 두려울 수도 있고 그냥 그분들이 자주 물어보는 것 같더라고요.
아, 아무래도 처음 시작하고 제가 16, 15부터 시작을 했는데 막 처음으로 돈을 막 벌어보고 한 거는 한 23, 24 아, 네. 음악으로 근데 이제 그때까지가 제일 힘들죠. 아, 근데 많은 돈이 아니고 아, 정말 막 진짜
진짜 이제 진짜 막 수익이 나 막
5만원, 10만원이라도 벌어본 게 그 정도 나이였던 걸로 기억을 하는데 네. 그때까지가 가장 힘들죠. 왜냐면은 일단은 주변 사람들, 가족이나 뭐 친척들이 일단은 인정을 안 해주니까 근데 그때까지 어떻게 버티냐 인 것 같아요. 근데 이제 그게 좀 자신과의 싸움이죠. 나를 믿고 계속 음악을 할지 말지를 빨리 선택해야 될 수도 있고 아니면 계속 밀고 나가야 될 수도 있고
okay.
Self-confidence is very, very important.
Yeah.
Not to be incompetent, but self-confidence.
Self-confidence.
Yes, very important.
I guess, Jay, for you, I mean, you've had, if you don't mind me saying, you've had a lot of different things come up in your career.
No, for sure.
Right? Just, you know, you've had such a decorated career as well.
Yeah.
Like a lot of achievements.
Yeah.
A lot of incredible awards and recognition. But I'm sure there's also a lot of things that you went through that a lot of us don't even know about, right? But like yeah. How do you keep going? How do you keep building? And
I mean, you know, for me, I always look at the big picture. Mm. You know, I don't know exactly what the big picture is. But I always know that there's more. Mm. You know, so it's like I don't let one specific event or you know, whatever it may be. I don't let it define me. Mm. And then also like I don't get satisfied with it either.
Yeah.
Whether it be if it's like something good, like an achievement or whatever it may be, I'm like, oh my God, okay, now I can just do nothing.
Yeah.
No, I always kind of strive for more. And if something bad happens, it's like, I just feel like, you know, it's just a little learning experience or a little kind of, let's say, hurdle that is going to be, there's going to be many more. You know, I always know there's going to be many more, but I always know that I could jump over the hurdle. Because I have been thus far. And so like, I have that self-confidence in myself where it's like, I don't get discouraged or I don't kind of just give up. Yeah. And so it's like that self-belief just kind of keeps me going.
Yeah. I mean, thank you for doing what you do. I told you this when we first had like a real conversation.
No, for sure.
Like, you know,
it hasn't been that long. It hasn't this year.
Like we haven't really, we've only recently had a few conversations and had a few drinks.
Yeah.
But I think there are a lot of people who look up to you as an Asian or Asian American that makes moves in ways that are different the culture and the people forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's incredible. And,
appreciate that. Appreciate the acknowledgement.
I just hope you just keep doing that because even for me, like I have a lot of people who are like, hey, thanks for doing what you do.
No, for sure.
You know, with your type of music or whatever. And I think we play in different musical styles, but we have the same vision and the same dream and the goal.
Yeah.
And it's good to have…
Maybe like the same mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I you know, really, really respect about
For
you.
For sure. Appreciate it. Likewise.
Where do you guys see yourselves, you know, in the next 5 years, 10 years? You know, as a musician or as a person, like where do you hope to be? What are you hoping to do?
I hope to be right over there.
Just right over there? Just with us. I mean, just with us.
한 5년.
5년, 10년 후.
형이 어디에 있을 거야? 난 형이 집에 있을 것 같은데.
집에 있겠죠. 네. 근데 뭐 어쨌든.
집에 잘 안 나오세요?
예, 네. 사실 그게 뭐 스케줄이 없으면 거의 집에 있는데. 사실 이제 사람마다 다르죠. 재범이는 계속 뭔가 다른 비즈니스를 만들고 부딪히고 이것도 해보고 저것도 해보고 하는 사람도 있지만은 저는 개인적인 성향은 그냥 하나를 계속 하는 사람이라서.
네.
아마 5년, 10년 후에도 그냥 음악을 하고 있을 것 같고 DJ를 하고 있을 것 같고 어쨌든 이 어떤 공간 안에서 움직이고 있지 않을까 막 갑자기 뭐 치킨을 판다거나 전혀 뭐 이런 건 없을 것 같고
DJ 치킨
그러니까.
DJ 치킨 DJ 뭐 햄버거 하시잖아요
그렇죠 Shout out to Famous Burger
소주도 이제 준비하고 소주도 있고
하려고 하고 있고
네. Okay
You know yeah man just try to you know I mean of course you know within the hip hop community over in the States, you know, they do a lot of, they break off into a lot of different things. Because, you know, hip hop is very influential. You know, what we do is very, it's influential. Like, I feel like the culture is like the tastemakers for what's cool.
Right.
And so, even all the pop people, they take elements of that and they kind of recreate it into more kind of a, let's say, consumer friendly taste. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, I feel like, you know, just like I'm trying to, you know, kind of learn from those moves and kind of just be an entrepreneur. And, and you know, I know the value of my worth and my brand. And so I don't want to sell myself short and just give that to any brand just for like, a, you know, they say Pongo money or whatever. I'd rather invest that into building my own shit. If I feel like I can or if I have the passion for it.
Right.
That's what I've kind of been doing.
Okay. That's cool. You know, you both of you have worked with so many different artists. Is there anybody that you guys are looking forward to working with or anyone you would like to work with? Yeah. 엄청 많은 분들이랑 작업을 하셨는데 피처링이나 콜라보도 하셨는데 뭐 앞으로 꼭 같이 해보고 싶은 아티스트나 아니면 뭐 지금 준비하고 계시는
일단 준비해놓은 것도 있고 뭐 밝힐 수는 없지만
밝혀주세요.
어때요?
안 돼요. 두 가지 정도 이제 준비 이미
다 Ariana Grande.
Oh shit!
그럴 리는 없고 어쨌든 두 가지 정도는 있고 앞으로도 뭐 계속 열심히 해야 되는데 뭐 약간 좀 신인들이랑 좀 많이 해보고 싶어요. 좀 신선한 친구들.
네.
형이 이제 이번 우리 색깔 그러니까 저번에 Bandwagon Effect랑 이번 우리 Everybody Sucks랑 색깔이 되게 다르잖아.
그렇죠.
그래서 이 다음 거는 뭐 어떤 색깔로 좀 아예 다른 색깔 아니면
또 생각을 하고 있어요. 아. 근데 이제 그냥 개인적인 욕심으로는 이제 뭐 예를 들면 밴드웨건이 1집이었다면 이 다음 앨범 이 다음 앨범 계속 뭔가 진화가 있어야 된다고 생각은 하기 때문에 아마 똑같지는 않아야 된다.
그럼 그 앨범이랑 치킨을 같이 팔면 되겠네.
패키지로.
네. 네
괜찮을 것 같아요.
Chicken DJ deal.
I'd buy it. But I want to ask about that. Everybody Sucks. Like, where does that title and what is that album? Is there a big story behind the entire album or like?
No.
Theme?
I mean,
just
no.
Everybody Sucks.
Facts.
True. Okay.
No. No. It's like it's one of those things where it's kind of like, of course, you know, just with the kind of the things I'm saying, I'm just kind of like, it's not really that I'm criticizing or critiquing how people. Like, I'm just kind of saying. Nobody's perfect. Even myself. Nobody's perfect. And everybody has imperfections.
Right.
And flaws. And so, in that way, everybody does suck. Because, you know, there's a lot of ugly things going on in this world.
Right.
And so, it's kind of like, you see that in the news all the time. You see all these kind of very ugly sides of people and what fear and kind of lack of education or lack of knowledge in certain things. Like I guess you could say ignorance brings out in people. And so that brings out a very ugly side of people. So also that as well as kind of Everybody Sucks. And then also I just feel like, you know, there's these days musically, I'm not getting a lot of inspiration. Like, you know, back in the day, or I don't want to say back in the day, but just like even a few years ago, I'd see something or hear something. I'd be like, yo, this is dope. Like, this inspires me to go to the studio and to do some shit or to shoot a music video or to go hard. But these days it's kind of like, I don't know if it's I suck. Or everybody else sucks. But I just don't get a lot of inspiration, you know?
We all just suck.
Facts.
It might just be what it is.
Pause. No, I'm just playing.
Dang, you laughed a little too loud right there. One last question, I guess, about life and whatever before we go on to some really light stuff. But Jay, I mean, I've seen and I've heard you talk briefly about retirement. You mentioned it here and there once in a while.
Yeah, and then everybody just asks about it. So now I just have to mention it everywhere I go.
I know. And we're gonna do it right here too.
I retire right now.
Okay.
I want to announce.
Okay. But, you know, like what is the thing? I know where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, even still when I'm just scrolling the internet, like there's an issue. Like, or this is like a talking point.
Yeah.
But, you know, for those people who haven't gotten the update. Like, what do you mean by that? And like, what are you thinking there?
형은 은퇴 안 하겠네요, 형은.
은퇴요?
네.
저는 안 하죠.
나는 하는 게 맞겠죠?
옆에서 많이 부추기고 있죠, 요즘.
뭐요?
은퇴.
형이 은퇴하라고?
아니, 사람들이.
은퇴하라고?
아니, 이제
하지 말라고?
저 오빠 하지 마세요. 하는 게 조금 이제 더 그렇게 들릴 수 있는 거지, 너한테.
아. I mean, so for me, I definitely, you know, I feel like I really gave my all to this craft and to this culture. And so it's kind of like, and I was very selfless. Of course, you know, I never made stupid decisions where it's like I'm doing anything that's going to take away from what I do and my brand and my image and my values. But I was very selfless and, you know, kind of just sharing what I've built,
yeah.
Very kind of selflessly, whether they're AOMG or Higher Music or not, other artists, wherever. Like if they're like, yo, you know, can you know, can we get a feature or whatever? Like I wouldn't be hesitant to reply or to follow back or to, you know, right. send the verse if I respect what they do.
Right, right, right.
And so I feel like, you know, it's like before I get too burnt out and really kind of just start falling off, where it's like, yo, this shit is whack. It's like I want to retire. And also I feel like, you know, what I do, it doesn't get the proper acknowledgement. I mean, of course, you know, there's a lot of people that acknowledge me
right.
and appreciate me. I appreciate that. I'm very honored that they're inspired by me or that they give me that acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like just kind of the rest of the people, a lot of people that kind of hate on me or just kind of like downplay what I've done. Mm-hmm. So it's like, since I did give my all, I feel like if I do retire, I won't have any regrets.
Because
I gave my all. Like, what do I have? Yeah.
I mean, you've done so much. And I think there's still so much that you can and will do. So,
no, for sure. But it's like, am I willing to put in the effort? And I thus far, I've had that energy and that passion.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that bar is kind of,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And so.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah, for sure.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Facts.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Anyways, all right. Well, hopefully we have a lot more coming from the both of you. For many years to come. What are you guys listening to these days? Any recommendations for our listeners? 요즘 어떤 음악 좀 많이 주로 듣고 계신가요?
Everybody sucks.
Yeah, everybody sucks, of course.
뭐 듣더라? 아, 최근에 VST Collins 앨범 갑자기 나와가지고 들었고 네. 폰을 봐야 할 것 같은데 뭐 여러 가지 많이 들어요. 근데 의외로 막 그런 좀 하드한 노래보다는 그냥 부드럽고 그냥 연주 음악을 많이 듣는 것 같아요.
아, 부드럽고 연주 음악이요?
네. 뭐 R&B도 많이 듣고 소울 음악 많이 듣고 그런 건 아닙니다.
I don't. To be honest, I don't really listen to music.
No.
Yeah. I haven't been like, you know, before. Like maybe even a couple years ago, last year, I would. When some came out. I would kind of check it out. I'd be like, oh shit! Like, so and so came out. Well, let me check it out.
Mm.
These days, it's like I don't really listen to music.
What are you listening to, or what are you watching, or what are you?
I mean,
consuming.
I consume. I mean, to be honest, I, you know, I consume like a lot of exercise videos, like MMA videos, UFC videos, like podcasts, et cetera, et cetera. And just music wise, I did listen to an album recently. Aminé's new album.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is very dope. Very, very dope. Yeah. And then you know, recently when we did our Halloween party, the streaming thing, you know, like I saw Soko Domo and Omega Sapien and stuff like that. And the younger cats, they came and performed.
Mm.
And just watching them perform kind of inspired me as well. Mm-hmm. To see that the younger dudes that are dope. Like recently, we the Higher Music members, we met up with Big Naughty and Trade L.
Mm.
We listened to like the stuff they're working on. And it's like, oh, dude, these guys are like 17, 18. They're dope.
You know? They're so young.
Yeah, they're dope. Like they're way doper than me when I was 17, 18. So like that kind of shit like inspired. I was like, wow, like… I wonder how they're going to be in 5 years or 10 years, you know?
Yeah.
So that type of shit kind of inspires me. But I don't really like, oh my God, I'm going to put on some whatever to relax or to feel better. I don't really do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What podcasts have you been listening to? You mentioned podcasts.
The K-pop Debok Show.
Obviously.
What else?
Obviously you're listening to
them. No, maybe some like Joe Rogan.
Okay,
or
okay.
Like I'll listen to like the Joe Budden podcast every once in a while.
We have just a few questions from fans for you guys. Here's one from LM Kim in New York. If you guys ever want to ask a question, you guys can text us at 310-564-1030. Here we go. The question is, I've been a fan for almost a decade and I've seen you create so many types of music with different artists. Is there a particular album or collaboration that means the most to you or that you've enjoyed working on the most? Except for, of course.
Yeah, Everybody Sucks.
Everybody Sucks.
I mean, I feel like the definitely the Everything You Wanted album did a lot for me. The R&B album, it got multiple awards. You know, there was kind of multiple like hit songs or whatever on there. And I felt like, you know, just I feel like my bread and butter and kind of even though I'm not the greatest singer, like what I like listening to is like the more R&B, pop, dance, that type of stuff. And I felt like that represented me very well as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
As an artist, I feel like the rap stuff is more kind of. You can see, take a look into my, like how I think and my mentality and my mindset. But then the R&B stuff is like, how I want to be perceived as an artist. Mm. You know, the rap stuff is how I want people to look at me as a person. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different.
That's very interesting. Yeah. You know, one thing that I've always had like something that I've wanted to like figure out is I feel like if sometimes I wish I could rap.
Yeah.
Because I could be a lot more direct with my words.
No, for sure.
And I envy people who can just say whatever they want.
No, for sure. I mean, because like if you have like some type of frustration or you want to say some shit about society or whatever, you can't like sing it in a very soft, like sexy ass voice.
Right.
You know, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, we can't sing it that way. Yeah. That's kind of weird. How do you actually balance what you really got in your head, what you want to say, be it about society, a world or culture or whatever? You know, there's a fine line that we have to walk as artists or as public figures.
No, for sure. I make sure that it's… I'm not… Because everybody is entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody has their perspective and what, you know, what they've been through. You know, like a drooping mic. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, whatever it may be. Everybody has their situation, you know? And so I try to be very open and understanding about those type of things. But there's some things where it's kind of like… I don't understand the mindset or where they're coming from. And so… Those type of things, I'll speak on it.
Yeah.
If I feel like it's wrong or if it's like… If it's just not helpful to the world at all. To anybody.
Mm.
If they're just trying to bring people down, what's the point?
Right.
Use that time to uplift yourself or uplift people around you. Or be productive. Mm. You know, do some… You know, tell your mom that you love her one more time. Or whatever it may be. You know, because the time on this earth is not… It's not forever. So, I mean, I feel like a lot of people take that for granted.
Mm.
I feel like a lot of people think… that tomorrow is certain or some things is certain. Even like shows or everybody's like, let's go back to… Like I can't wait for it to go back to normal. What's normal? There's nothing is normal. Nothing is for certain.
Right.
So it's like don't take these meetings or these conversations or anything for granted because tomorrow you never know what could happen.
Right.
You know? Who would have thought in 2020 there'd be a pandemic and you can't even travel anywhere. You can't even see your friends or whatever. Nobody. This might be the new normal forever. You never know. Yeah.
That just got really sad, but very true.
It's true. Bro, I mean, I'm very optimistic, but I'm also a realist. You know, I don't like to sugarcoat shit, you know.
I hear you on that. All right. Well, thank you for those very thoughtful responses.
No, for sure.
To these life-changing questions, the hard questions that are asked here on the Tebok Show.
Yeah.
I feel like we should get an award for journalism? The Peabody. We deserve a Peabody. And an Emmy.
That sounds like a different award for like some fitness. Like, you've won the Peabody Award. Congratulations to you, Eggnog. You've won the Peabody Award. You've pumped the iron. Good job. Go.
Wait, why are you so good at that, dude? You're so oddly good at that.
I know. I've been practicing this since high school.
Okay, I'm glad it came into use here today.
Right?
Yeah.
I was hoping for a situation where I could just bring this up. I am the former governor of California. What are you doing right now? Economic cure.
Well, as we wrap up these questions, we have like a little tiny game for you guys to play.
I mean, since this is the K-pop Debok Show, let's talk about our favorite K-pop groups.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, we can
do that.
Why not?
All right.
I mean, I'm sure that everybody that watches… I'm of course our fans, but there's a lot of fans that like K-pop. Hyung, Che K-pop group. 옛날 아니면 지금. 옛날이랑 지금.
옛날?
Yeah.
옛날 제일 좋아하시는 K-pop 그룹이?
요즘은 당연히 BTS잖아요.
아 형이 좋아하는?
가장 많이 나오니까.
옛날은? 형 뭐 많이 옛날? 어렸을 때나
내가
고등학교
진짜…
때. 아니면 막 내가 이 사람 봤는데 내가 막 막 춤을 따라 했거나 옷을 뭐 따라 입었거나.
아 진짜 옛날에는 막 H.O.T나 막 잭스키스나.
그러면 H.O.T예요? 잭스키스요?
H.O.T요.
오. H.O.T 선배님들이 보고 좋아하실 수도 있겠다. 잭스키스 형님들은 형 싫어할 수도 있겠다.
어쨌든 저는 이제 계신다. 마이크랑 같이 계속 밑으로 내려가고 있어요.
그럴 수도 있죠.
너도.
Jay, how about you?
I feel like my favorite group from back in the day.
Yeah.
I think it was probably G.O.D. Yeah. I think just because the array of music that they had.
Right.
You know, not just dance, but like more kind of…
Ballad-y.
They had ballad stuff. They had stuff that's kind of more from the heart and just different types of music. So I think back in the day, G.O.D. In terms of girl group, probably S.E.S.
Mm. Oh, S.E.S. over Pinker.
Because I saw them live.
Oh.
I saw them live. And so I was like, oh my God. Like, who are these people? You know? And so yeah, it was dope to me, you know? And then like… we bought their CD and everything like that.
Where was this? Was this in…
This was in Korea.
In Korea. Okay.
I think it was like Music Tank or some shit like that. Like, I was in middle school. And my dad took me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We came to visit my dad. My dad took me to like music tank or whatever it was. And then we saw all these, like, that was my first time watching. Because I wasn't really into like…
Korean music.
Yeah.
Kind of
like
thing.
I would listen to it in the car because my mom put it on or, you know. And then now, I think the favorite kind of boy group or boy band or whatever. Definitely Big Bang for sure.
Big Bang?
Yeah. They inspired me a lot for sure. Because, you know, it's like I saw… their stuff, and I was like, oh shit, like I want to do shit like that. Or I took a lot of inspiration from them. And so definitely Big Bang. And I could listen to their music without seeing the visuals. Just like, oh, this is a dope song.
Rap
is dope. Or like, wow, he sings very well. Or like he, you know, so they're all very talented. And then a girl group, of course, Blackpink.
Blackpink?
Like everybody loves Blackpink right now. They're killing shit right now, bro.
Your favorite Blackpink song is?
I 사랑은 불장난.
불장난.
Hey. Yeah, for sure.
Did you have a favorite G.O.D. song?
네가 싫어져서.
거짓말?
I think so.
잘 가.
Because my mom used to listen to that song all the time in the car.
Okay.
So yeah, I think that song, like, I that, you know. And then shout outs to Matthew.
BM?
Yeah, yeah.
Yo.
So that's Matthew too. I appreciate how he like… He's a very good dancer as well. I've seen… Just because he shouted me out and stuff like that. I've seen Card music video.
Yeah.
And so… yeah, he's very talented. So shout out to Matthew as well.
He's probably crying as he watches or hears this. He was literally here yesterday.
He's too big to cry.
He will cry.
Does he?
He was here yesterday and he was like, yo, I got all this gear from AOMG. And I was like, yo. And he like posted all about it. And then I was like, you know who's coming tomorrow? I was like, who? He's like, Jay. He's like, shh, what? I will be here. So if he busts through these doors…
Yeah.
He,
I feel like he'd cry very like macho. Like, give me that rock. Wipe it off.
되게, 되게 유치한 게임이에요. 게임도 아니고… who is most likely to? 그래서 Jay Park, DJ Wagon.
아, 우리 중에 네. 이거를 누가
더 해당되는지 그런 거예요.
누가 얘기해요?
아니, 서로가
이렇게 같이 김을 듣고 우리가 이제 얘기를 해야 되는 거죠. 예를 들어 뭐 물을 지금 마실 것 같은 사람.
네.
이렇게?
네. 그래서 약간 아니 뭐.
You know.
Let's do it.
Okay. Who is most likely to be a heartbreaker?
Eric, it's you, bro.
I don't know, man.
The body rolls you were doing in Sexy Forever.
I mean, that was…
That's definitely you.
That made people cry.
누가 약간 약간 여자에게 상처 줄 것 같은지.
나쁜 남자. 누가 제일 나쁜 근데, 남자.
I mean, that's gotta be me because obviously he's married. He has a kid.
확실히 나는 아니고.
He's married. He has a kid. So like between the two of us, okay. Obviously it's gonna be me.
It's gotta be you. 결혼하고 뭐 아들 딸?
아들
몇 살이에요?
아들 15개월. 2살.
That would be funny if he's like 15살.
I know. I'd be like, dang.
15개월.
Dang. Okay.
He's very cute. His name is Town. He has an Instagram too.
Really?
It's called My Dear Son Town. He has more followers than him.
Really?
I'm just playing. But he got a lot of followers though for sure.
Okay. 한번 찾아볼게요. Let's see. What are the fun ones? 마술사가 될 것 같으면 사람은 I don't even know who would be a magician.
Yeah, I know 형이에요. 왜냐면 형은 약간 어쨌든 손을 잘 쓰니까 뭔가 그 이게 되게 중요해. 막 카드 할 때 뭔가 이렇게 티 안 나게 뭔가 나는 그런 거
거짓말을 많이 하니까.
아이. 아. 근데 그건 약간 마술 아니고 사기를 잘 칠 것 같아서 사기 잘 치겠지. 사기 칠 마음 있으면. 근데 마술 잘할 것 같은 사람이 형.
뭐 내 네,
사기 칠 것 같은 사람 나.
아, 오케이. 아, 명확하네요.
예. Yeah.
오케이. Let's see. 웃으면 안 되는 상황에서 웃을 것 같은 사람. So, who likely to laugh at the wrong moment?
그건 형이야.
아, 되게 약간 은근히 조용히 그냥 계셔가지고.
아, 예.
그러실까?
저는…
That… 아, 형이야. 이건 분명히 제가? 형이야.
저 잘 안 웃는데.
잘 웃는데 약간 좀 웃으면 안 될 것 같은 상황에 웃을 것… 예를 들어 막 누가 막 싸우고 있어. 내가 이럴 것 같아.
그지? 뭐 어쩔 수 없지.
그러니까.
어쩔 수 없죠, 진짜. 스카이다이빙 해보셨나요, 두 분?
아,
네, 그 스카이다이빙.
형 스카이다이빙 가능해요?
저는 할 수 있어요.
아, 진짜요?
네. 저는
you know?
겁은 없어요.
번지 점핑 해보셨어요?
그건 해봤어요.
Have you done bungee jumping?
No.
절대 안.
Are you crazy?
I didn't even
like riding the plane.
Really?
Yeah, I was like afraid of riding the plane like since high school.
Roller coasters?
No, I hate roller coasters. I hate theme parks. Oh, I hate all the children there. I'm just playing. I really don't like shit where it's like, oh yeah, it's the possibility of us dying. Why don't we do it? Oh, it's so fun. No, bro. No.
All right.
Yeah.
두 분 중 who's likely to take the most time in the bathroom? 화장실에서 제일 오래 사용할 것 같은 사람.
I think that's me.
Yeah? Do you take a lot of time in the bathroom?
I do. Are we talking about like taking a shit?
It's open-ended. Open-ended.
Oh, getting ready. I think both of us is like super quick. Like, oh, let's put on some lotion. All right, done.
Okay.
But in terms of like just using the bathroom.
Yeah, using the bathroom.
It'd probably be me.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Do you need some fiber? Do you want some probiotics?
Dude. I ate prune juice like one time. And I didn't know that you're only supposed to take like half a cup. I took like a one cup before dinner and one cup after. I was like, that shit works. Let me tell you that. Yo, that shit.
Did you sleep that night?
Not very well. Okay. But that shit works. Let me tell you, that shit works.
Right. 저는 사실 이 두 분… Okay, the question is who's likely to become friends with a stranger?
That's probably me.
Yeah?
Yeah. 그러니까 아예 모르는 사람이랑 친구
친해질 수 있는.
I mean, just because you know, back in the day, before I started this line of work, I was super shy. Like, I didn't want to like, oh, like, you know, I was very kind of self-aware, like, or like self-conscious of what people might think, or like, what if I say this, or what if I do this and they don't like it. Like, but now it's kind of like I have to deal with so many different types of people all the time. It's
right?
Like, who cares? Mm. It's like, hey, what's up? You. All right. It's one of those things, you know. It's like, I just don't care anymore. There's so many people in the world. There's so many different conversations to be had. Why get hung up over one?
Bro, I like your mindset. I like the way you think.
Facts. 형은 약간 좀… 뭐라 그러지? 약간 나서서 하는 타입이 아니야. 좀 약간 if you look at… Like he said like two words this whole time.
그쵸? MBTI 해보셨어요? Have you guys done like the MBTI thing?
I 해봤는데 뭐 기억이 안 나요. 뭐 나왔었는지.
Also that is like… I know who I am. I don't need a test to tell me who the I am. Oh, okay. Oh, I do this at night. All right. No, I know who the I am. I don't need a test. Right. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I feel like I'm just like a like old man. Just like… very just… what is it?
Jaded?
Yeah, very jaded to the world. I feel like I'm like the Asian Bill Burr or something.
But
like
you know
that.
What?
Like,
we need that. We need more of that. God. If there's anything that I feel like I've been feeling recently in the past few months is like we need people who are just like…
Yeah, everything I'm saying is really not in my heart. Eric texted me before like, can you say these things? And he just texted me.
I fed him all the lines.
I was like, all right, for you, bro. If you, you know, I'll give my bank account. Give me the 1,000.
No, but it's important. Like, I mean, I think Diane, the producer and I, we were talking the other day. It's like, what other shows and what other people do we need to make these voices heard?
Yeah.
Like, right? Like, just even as Asian Americans.
I mean, and also it's like you might have a lot of guests on the show where it's like they have a voice but they might not use it. Mm. Because they feel, you know, some topics are too sensitive for them to speak on. Right. Or they're worried about the company or fans or their peers or whoever might think. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm of course, you know, I'm not like like I have a filter, you know. I don't just say very disrespecting things like if I know it's going to be disrespectful. Mm. But definitely I do like to speak my mind and I'm glad that I have the kind of freedom to do so. Mm. You know, that's for me that's very important.
Mm. I'm just going to keep texting you things that I want
to
say.
No, for sure. Yeah, do that.
If you just want to say them.
I'll tweet it every once in a
while.
That'd
be great. You can…
Yeah, I'll be like Eric said.
All right. Well, with that, I think we're going to wrap up the show.
Cool.
First of all, thank you to both of you so much for coming. 오늘 함께해 주셔서 너무 감사드리고요. 네. 사실 혼자 나오셨으면 더 훨씬 더 얘기를 할 수 있을 것 같은데.
아, 괜찮아요.
왔다 갔다 하느라 저도 이게
미숙해가지고. 그럼 이 시간에 형에게 5분을 드리겠습니다.
네.
5분 동안 그냥 형 하고 싶은 말 다 하세요.
And go.
네?
그냥 아무튼 그냥 지금 네. 지금 그냥 막 떠오르는.
초대해 주셔서 감사하고요. 감사합니다.
4분 53초 남았습니다.
딱히 할 말이 없는데요?
알겠습니다.
그럼 이 차례에 뭐 앨범이라도 한 번 더 홍보해 주세요.
아, 뭐 어쨌든 저희 앨범 홍보하고 싶어서 나온 거니까 네, 저희 앨범 Everybody Sucks 많이 사랑해 주시고 저희 뮤직비디오도 있고 라이브 클립도 지금 계속 공개가 되고 있어요. 이미 두 개 공개됐고 하나도 이제 공개될 거예요. 그래서 다 재밌게 봐주시면 고맙겠습니다.
그 타이틀곡 외에 제일 좀 좋아하시는 곡 아니면 사람들이 꼭 이거를 들어줬으면 하는 노래가 있나요?
타이틀곡 외에 저는 이제 그 Wagon is my DJ라는 곡이 있어요. 이제 그게 어떤 제 태그라인인데 네. 이번에 이제 만들었어요. 아. 이제 재범이가 하라고 해가지고
대표님이 시켜서 하게
된 뭐 어쨌든 I'm a branding marketing genius.
어쨌든
Everybody, all the producers need a tagline.
They
bro.
do.
Wagon is my DJ. That's dope. That's yeah. dope, bro.
Who's your DJ?
Wagon is my DJ. Check your facts.
You're a genius.
Facts.
All right. Well, 일단 오늘 나와주셔서 감사드립니다. Jay, anything you want to say? Anything you want to plug? Anything you want to tell our listeners, your fans?
Yeah. I mean, definitely, you know, thank you for everybody who supports us. Thank you for supporting, you know, me, AOMG, High Music. Shout out to, you know, you, Eric, and Dive Studios for having us. And you know, just be good to one another. You know, it's a... You only have one life to live, so why spend it? Like, I don't understand. Like, it's like if you support one group, like, and I'm just saying this because it's the K-pop debak show. But if you support one group, you have to hate a different group or whatever. It's like, bro, like, it's not that serious. It's not support your people, and if you don't want to support this person, just don't.
Just don't hate on them.
Yeah, well, hate on them for what? What do you? Don't hate on me either.
Yeah,
you know? You can hate on me. I don't care. Obviously, I don't give a. Not me, but a lot of other people, they can't take it mentally.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, make sure you're good to them, you know, because they're people just like you. So, yeah.
I feel like we need to have a follow-up session where it's just like counseling or just like life advice from Jay
Park. For me?
Yeah. Where it's just like, you know, talking about the way you think and the way you process things because…
I'll be in this chair and they could just lay down on this chair and I'll just have like the glasses and like the notes.
Yeah. We'll buy like a psychiatrist like chair. Lay down thing. Yeah. And we'll make it for happen.
Sure. So yeah, I go to school for my degree.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's
my next chapter in life. Let's do it.
There you go. Good point. Don't hate on people. You don't have to like everybody. Just don't hate.
Yeah, for
don't
what?
Actively hate on people.
Don't waste your time. Use your time more productively.
Yeah.
You can't get time back.
Amen.
Money, everything else you can get back. You can make money. You can buy new clothes. You can buy a new car.
Not time.
Health. Health. Kind of, you know, by eating good shit or going. But time, even right now, how I'm saying this, 5 seconds, you can't get that back.
And you invested that to tell people the importance of
exactly.
that. Exactly.
Jay Park is looking out for y'all. Love y'all. Yes, sir.
Anyways, you guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us today on the K-Pop Taebak Show. To all our listeners, please subscribe, rate, review. And leave us a comment and a like because it helps people find this great content with Jay and DJ Wagon. Be sure to follow the socials.
Socials.
Yeah. And please, wear a mask. Stay safe. Be nice to people. And we'll see you next week on the K-Pop Taebak Show. But before we go, can we make a request? Could the two of you improvise a quick outro jingle for us?
Outro jingle? Hey, this is the K-Pop Daybox Show with Dive Studios and Eric Nam. Dun, dun.
Bye-bye. Have a good life.
Make sure you use this every episode.